Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Program, ladies and gentlemen, give me a second here to fix my camera. Welcome back to Tobin and Leroy. Tobin and his lovely Mrs. Tobin celebrating their anniversary. So he is out today. He will be back.
15, huh?
15.
Quince.
Quince, do you throw yourself a little quince? Because, I mean, you've been together for so long.
Nah, he's got to make it good. It's 15. That's big.
There you go.
That's big. That's a big number.
Come on. He's got to rent out one of those Hialeah places. That
he's got to rock. He's got to don a suit.
Well, you know he only has one suit.
That's what I'm saying. He donned the same suit. Probably took it to the cleaners.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the spot there, Leroy?
Where I can get 25, where the cleaners, where I can get 25% off if I mention your name.
ENT, baby.
There you took it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's go ahead and get you some headlines. These headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We mentioned in the first hour, Marlins on a bit of a hot streak here. Swept the Giants yesterday, an opportunity to continue their winning ways against the
Diamondbacks. Seems like the pitching is turning around, right?
You know what? I don't even want to, like, focus on it because as soon as I do, they're going to start losing again. So I'm just going to kind of wait this one out. But, yes, to answer your question, yes. Another thing that we mentioned in the first hour, the Miami Heat have added 5 undrafted free agents to their team, including the highly coveted – well, I guess not if he was undrafted. Vladislav Golden, 7-footer out of Michigan, used to play for FAU, looks to bring size to the Miami Heat. Yeah, man, you want to be like, wink, wink? Come on, man. We got to find out if this guy has an accent and what he knows about Miami, man. We got to give him one of those real interviews. We're not going to beat around the bush. We got to show him where Tootsie's is. We got to take him to Wynwood.
Wait.
What?
Here's what you're...
Wait,
what?
Tootsies?
Hmm?
When? Now? Sure.
Well, we gotta wait for the other Vlad. Vladislav.
Okay.
Asia Wilson is in the news. Not sure if
what happened. Yeah, they lost last night.
They did, but not before our very own. They're not like a secret. It's not a secret.
No, they're no longer a secret.
They're a public couple. Bam Adebayo's boo thing became the fastest player in WNBA history to score 5,000 points. She did it in 238 games. She's good. That's my hot take about her.
Yeah, Hawk, she's the best player in basketball.
Her?
Yeah, it was Hawkman and Crowder had a funny argument where you could tell Hawk was just trying to get Channing upset. So yeah. He said that Caitlin Clark is the best basketball player, best women's basketball player in the game right now.
That's great, though. A typical Hawk.
Right.
And classic.
It was for betting purposes.
Classic him.
Yeah.
He was shocked that, like, her points over under was like 19.5 or something to that fact. And clearly he hadn't been watching the WNBA. Like I have, because I'm betting on it.
Nah.
And, oh, yeah, she stinks right now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's terrible.
She is struggling. She's like 1 of 37 from 3.
Terrible.
Hey, what's Vlad's last name?
Lewis Saint.
No, not you.
That is funny. Golden. G-O-L-D-I-N.
That's it?
Yep. Vladislav Golden. D-I-N, though. So you don't make him relate to Al Golden. Vladislav.
I wonder if I interview him and he sees my name on the.
Yeah.
Is he going to look at me and be like, Brute?
Right? Is that how you say brother in Russian?
I don't know.
That sounded like it.
It sounded like it.
That's good enough for me. You know what I like to do? I like to go ahead and look at today's date, find out all the important
June 27th. What happened June in June 27th?
Let's go ahead and start with our birthday, shall we?
Who was born on this beautiful day?
We didn't prepare this at all. Can you give me Stevie Wonder? You know, let's go ahead and just something in the background, just so I can go ahead and wish all these people happy birthday. And it is the most appropriate birthday song to have. We no longer abide by that number one. If you don't have rhythm in your birthday... Come on, I don't want to go there. Happy birthday to ya. All right, let's go ahead and get into these birthdays. Today, June 27th, want to wish a happy birthday to Khloe Kardashian.
Hey, Khloe.
Khloe, I always thought she was the coolest one.
I like Khloe.
Yeah, Khloe's cool.
So did Lamar.
Oh, did he? So did Tristan. Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, so did Tristan.
Basketball players in those Kardashians.
True.
Look at that. 41 she turned.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well. It
seemed like they've been around forever, right?
That's all right.
Yeah. Doesn't look a day over 36.
That's a good thing.
Tobey Maguire. Wow. Tobey Maguire. You know, you
Spidey?
Spidey.
How is he? 12?
This is the thing. I'm about to blow your mind. I know I'm about to blow your mind. So
please,
much,
first of all, pause.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Don't never say that again.
That's my fault.
Okay.
I'll take credit for that. I am going to shock you with this information that I am going to deliver. How's that?
Yo.
Tobey Maguire. Toby.
43.
50.
Wow.
Wowzers, dude. How does that make you feel?
Old. I tell you what made me feel older before you told me that.
Yeah.
When I saw him in the last Spider-Man, it was like all three Spider-Man.
Ah, oh, look at that.
That's
huh?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
He was the OG.
He was the OG Spider-Man.
He was the OG.
There's a few things that, you know, Spidey can only get to like 35 or 30.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then he don't look like he in high school no more.
They got to bring
Miles.
You
know, Spider-Man has never grown up.
Correct, correct.
They got to bring Miles in.
Yeah, Miles has to make his
the black baby. Spidey.
Yeah. You guys watch Walking Dead by any chance?
Yes, I do.
Do you guys remember Carl?
Carl. How old is Carl?
Carl Chandler Riggs, the actor, turning 26 today.
Nice.
26.
All right.
Her.
Still a baby.
Her? You guys listen to the R&B singer, H-E-R.
I love her.
Yep.
Yes, beautiful.
Very, 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 very talented.
Absolutely. Very talented, very beautiful. 28 years old today. Happy birthday
That's
goes
it?
Out to her. 28.
Seems like she's been around for a minute, right?
She's been doing her thing.
Very
Drake
nice.
Bell. Drake and Josh. Drake Bell, 39 today. 39.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of that one, I see. Do you guys remember ever watching Super Nanny?
No.
Nobody watched Super Nanny. Only me growing up, huh? Maybe my parents were trying to tell me something.
Oh, the lady that
the
was just
Super
going
Nanny. Yes, yeah. Joe Frost, 55 today. 55 doesn't do anything for Vlad. I believe I saw this earlier, but I'm not seeing it here. Let me confirm it before I say it. Because one time I've reported someone's birthday, and it totally wasn't that.
Aging people before their day.
See, and thank God I looked it up. Dang, I looked it up because on one site it said that it was Frank Ocean's birthday today. I looked it up and it is not Frank Ocean's birthday today. So I want to go ahead and thank me for
who is Frank River's birthday?
Yeah, apparently Franklin River. How about Helen Keller? Right?
Really?
Helen Keller, B-Day today. Clap it up.
She couldn't hear. No, she could see.
Too soon.
Is that Anne Frank too?
Nope. Different person.
All right.
Different person. But God bless them both. And with that, we're going to move on to things that happened today. Important moments in pop culture, if you will. Route 66, you guys ever driven on this? Well, you probably not.
Yes.
Taken off the map in 1985 on this day.
Why?
Because they said, we don't need that crap.
Okay.
Wait, Vlad asked a question. He's like, that's not what this is about, dude.
Okay. Today, J.J. Abrams celebrating birthday today.
Oh, really?
J.J. Abrams.
Great director, bro.
Yeah.
Director. Didn't he do like a lot of the
Transformers, right?
Sci-fi stuff.
He did Star Trek.
He did Star Wars. He did Cloverfield, Lost, Mission Impossible.
Cloverfield
3.
Was stupid.
Yeah, it's true.
That's like that is in the same realm of A Quiet Place.
Yes. Oh, wow. Damn. Star Trek, Star Wars,
Mission Impossible's like 3, Duster. 4, 5, 6.
That's coming out.
7.
So he would be
Super
like
Super 8. Yeah, all the well the first 3 MIs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to him. Other than that,
Alias
2008 on this day WALL-E rolls into theaters. WALL-E
2008. I like that movie.
The little robot that it grossed $533 million on a $180.
Don't watch that movie in alternate like substances. That thing's going to make you laugh and cry.
Cry for sure. Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing.
It's the only way I watch movies.
Right.
It made $530 million.
WALL-E was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess how much it cost to make?
All right, 200?
180.
180.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're talking about the background. We're talking about a lot of. That's CGI. Not a movie that's like just made in a year. That's probably takes 2-3 years to make.
They say an animated film takes like 4 to 5 years to make.
See? There you go.
I actually have a beef with an animated film that we're going to get to later on in Dead to Me.
You got beef with animated films?
I got, and this is a beef that runs deep. It's actually going to get a little sad on the show later, but we'll talk about it. What about these movies that were released on this day? Anybody see 28 Days Later?
No.
28 Years Later, I believe, is in theaters right now.
No, I haven't seen any of the 28s.
No, that's about like zombies. Ebola virus or something. Yeah. Spreading.
Okay.
That's the same. Like, they use a lot of trickery on it, but that's the same thing as the Will I Am Legend.
Yeah. Really,
What was the... You remember the show that used to come on about the chick that was running the cartel?
Queen of the South?
Griselda.
Queen of the South.
Oh.
She was in I Am Legend. She was the chick in I Am Legend.
Okay. Oh,
she was a mom?
I think she liked to be called a woman, but okay.
Oof. She was a chick.
The woman.
What about 2014, Transformers, Age of Extinction?
Hey, speaking of J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in, all them Transformers. I haven't seen the last one because...
Which one is that?
First of all...
I don't know.
The kid one?
Let's see.
I haven't seen... No, I haven't seen the one, Razor, the dino...
With the King Arthur thing?
Oh, okay.
No, there's one after that. But here's the problem.
Did they?
The whole premises of Transformers...
Oh, Michael Bay did this. That's who it is.
The whole premises behind that was they could touch any computer or whatever and transform into that car or whatever.
Yeah.
When did they become animals?
I don't know.
When do you mean?
See what I'm saying? Because if you could become an animal, you can transform into a person. So the whole theory behind Transformers got lost when they start having old animals.
Well, that one in 2014 is one that had Mark Wahlberg. I'm not sure if you remember.
Yeah, he took over after Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the first one that he took over?
Yeah, it was the first one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he lost his family. He was working as a mechanic.
And his daughter got... Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you guys got a good memory on that one. And the last thing that... I wonder if you guys saw this movie for some reason. Just asking.
Emmanuel?
2001, Baby Boy.
Of course.
Well.
Come on, man. Boy. Tyrese. Classic. That was Omar Gooding Jr.'s best character work he's ever done.
Yeah, it was a staple of BET also growing up, watching it like bleeped or like, you mother friend.
You Mickey Fickies. Yeah, they changed the words so and everything. Tell me you didn't laugh when you saw Snoop in a tank top.
Yeah, that is, I believe that's what's his name, was referenced in Eminem when... He mentioned the battle at the end. He looked like Snoop Dogg has got a where he's talking about him in a tank top and stuff like that.
That's right for Baby Boy. Yeah.
What was crazier, him that way, or him talking about the grass in what was that movie he was in?
Half Baked.
Starsky and Hutch.
That's right. Even though that's make movie,
that's some creeping bent grass right there.
Like
just having Snoop talking about
grass.
Other grass is hilarious to me.
Well, we we got some more on this show. We got a couple headlines I want to discuss later on. We got some games we need to play. Fig's going to join us.
Is she all right? Is the computer working?
I don't know. You know, it's been spazzing out ever since they did that maintenance. It's that old, you get the update, now your phone doesn't work as well as it used to. It's kind of the same thing with the laptop issue, but we'll get all of that working and going, and we'll be back with more Tobin and Leroy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Show Pony out. Frog Boy in. Seriousness out. Silly Sauce in. Leroy, can you do me the honor, please, my friend, of providing me with a one and only weather report?
Sure can.
This weather report is brought to you by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7 at 866-954-MORE.
DeMesmin and Dover.
All your legal needs.
All your legal needs.
DeMesmin and Dover.
One big happy family.
One big happy family. Wow, First Take really did not care who they brought on.
Hey.
So
it is breezy today, 15-20 miles an hour.
Breezy.
Winds coming.
Wait, how does he know it's breezy? We had 15 like out the gate.
Let's see. Why?
Because I'm looking at the trees and the clouds, baby.
Hey, man, he's going.
Looking at the trees and the clouds, I can get an estimate. Winds are coming out of. Man, it's hard to tell. Let me focus on some clouds, see where they're moving.
Yeah.
Looks like it's coming more out of the south.
Oh.
Southeast.
Oh.
And it's mostly cloudy, so look for some rain later, and it's warmed up a bit. I'm going to say it's around 90 degrees simply because we ain't had that cooling off that we had the other day.
Wow.
He is 85 degrees. Right. Wind is blowing east-southeast at 7 miles per hour.
Oh. 7?
Yes, gusts
at
12.
It ain't 7. I'm telling you, I'm looking at my trees out here.
Yeah.
And they seem to be Fat Joe-ing it.
Lean back.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Lean back.
Well, in Miami. Maybe it's different in Davie. But in Miami.
Yeah, but you know what? When you get, sometimes you get these little pockets of storms or whatever or clouds, and they produce higher winds. Like, so it's all over. It's different.
Well, Leroy, I have some breaking news out of the NBA.
What happened?
The Lava have joined the expansion. No. Masai Ujiri, the Raptors president, vice chairman, I pretty much oversaw a lot of the operations, led the franchise to its first and only NBA championship in 2019. He has stepped down, and they have parted ways. Him and the Raptors have parted ways.
That mean, you know what that means, right?
I don't know what that means.
He about to get another job somewhere.
Well, NBA free agency is set to start on Monday, and for the first time since 2013, someone other than Ujiri will be the Raptors' head decision maker. No chance he gets a job before then, right? Like
before when?
Before July 1st. Like what? There's
you never know. Like listen, dude, I believe this. Sometimes people make decisions based on opportunities.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's true.
You ever known a breakup and both parties just go and sit in the corner by themselves? No. Somebody already got something locked and loaded, ready to go.
Well, it's pretty noted that he will be remembered for bringing Kawhi Leonard an NBA championship to Toronto and by winning 50 or more games in 5 consecutive seasons. The Raptors were pretty, other than the fact that they were like LeBron's little brother, they were pretty competitive and then they got Kawhi.
You know what sucks?
Oh, he was the general manager of LeBron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what's amazing?
Yeah.
What's amazing to me in sports is that sometimes you run into that juggernaut. Yeah. Like the Utah Jazz, if not for Jordan, would have had a couple of championships.
Yeah, a lot of teams, if not for Jordan, would have had a championship.
Right. But when you think of Toronto, you think of that's when Bron was going to every final. He went to like, what, 9, 10 straight finals?
8 straight finals, 9.
8 straight finals. So regardless of what you put together, it was highly unlikely, like with Jordan. But here's the difference. Jordan had 6 years before he won.
So did Bron.
Right? No, LeBron was going to the finals, though. I mean, he went to a finals before he got to Miami.
Yeah, but I mean, he was still losing.
I'm just saying. From Toronto's perspective, having that other that dude in your conference, right? Having that dude in your conference, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Brady, Miami.
Tom Brady, right? Patrick Mahomes.
Joe Montana. Yeah, it happens.
Montana.
Yeah, you
like.
You're
going to
meet the guy, Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps. I bet you there's some. You're going to meet the guy, Serena. You're going to meet that athlete, the person, the queen.
Tiger.
There you go. Phil.
You know, when Tiger
won, how many times Phil cried?
You know, a little known fact.
What's little known
fact? When Tiger won his Tiger Slam, it had all four majors.
He went to Perkins in each major.
No. You know who was runner-up in all those same four majors?
Or Ernie Els.
No, Ernie Els.
Yeah.
So while we sit there talking about all these other sports, what would we think of Ernie Els if not for Tiger?
No, because of the respect that you have for these players. Like, that's why Jordan, when the GOAT conversation happens, you speak about who they went against. Your competition matters in your dominance. Because if you were just beating like anybody, it'd be like, oh, come on, man. Yeah, you're the best player. Of course you should beat these guys. But if you're beating guys that you thought like when
you had to go through Detroit.
You had to go through Detroit. You had to go through OKC.
Boston,
you had to go
Lakers.
Through Boston. Like you're looking at these players. Right. You're looking at the superstars of those teams or how they were put together. You're like, wow, this guy actually beat this team. Like, yeah, that's what Mike beating Patrick, beating Charles, beating Karl Malone, beating Reggie Miller at the time. That meant something.
Beating the Lakers. Just think of all the
Right.
Brady. I don't know did LeBron not have that because he was that dominant? Or did he not have that because there was nobody to match him?
It wasn't that. I think LeBron, if you want to make an argument for LeBron, you can say in most of the finals he went against, his team was not the best team.
Right. He got lesser teams to the finals than Jordan.
Right.
Than Jordan
Mike,
did.
You can't. Every final Mike was in, Mike's team was the best team.
Correct.
Even if they
in
didn't
fact,
have home
was he
court.
Favorite? He was a favorite in all of them.
In
right?
In all of them, even when he didn't have home court, so you could say that, but. You're just going to go against someone. Like Usain Bolt, all the track athletes, all the 100-meter guys. You're talking about guys who are putting up some unbelievable numbers. Numbers
personal
that would,
best, and you still
world
losing
records,
by a mile.
World records if Usain Bolt wasn't alive.
Right.
It just happens. Sometimes, you just meet that guy. Doesn't take anything away from you. You know, I bet you when they go back to the, you know, when they go to the Hall of Fame in Springfield, all the guys that lost to Mike, they smoke a cigar and be like, man, Black Jesus, if he wasn't alive. I mean, that's another thing. When your foes, when your ops give you such a respected nickname, like they called him Black Jesus.
Right.
I feel like he did that himself.
But
they had to respect it.
But you have your competitors speaking of you in that ilk, that means you're that great.
Put it this way.
People do that to me.
People thought
they
so much
frog
of,
boy
of Jordan that people don't realize he didn't win till his seventh year.
But nobody's going to remember that because all they're going to remember is the dominance.
No, I know. But what it does
he
is it stopped
winning
more
after that.
Here's what happens. It puts more pressure on younger players now because we lose that fact. Right? I mean, who SGA, what is this, his sixth or seventh year?
Right.
Right. Like, we forget, because they have the youngest team, we forget how long it took them with SGA.
They didn't even know how to celebrate. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, it was embarrassing. But
they
also
didn't know
adorable.
How to pop champagne.
Yeah.
They never, like, it was
thank
probably
God for Caruso.
Hey, it was like the first time they drank beer. Like, oh, my
check this
God.
Out. Oh, that was J-Will, right?
Yeah. It's like, what, you want some Similac?
He never drank alcohol, they say. He went to championship.
That's crazy. That
they said only six. Who said that? I think Rachel Nichols was there. She said only six bottles of champagne was popped open.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Usually, you know, there's like 50 bottles.
That doesn't
well,
that
put
scare
it this
you,
way.
Though?
You know how much their bill was?
Yeah. $25. Oh, $12.
You know how much the Panthers bill was?
$500,000.
Well, you got to understand there's a major difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Oklahoma City, the Chili's probably stayed open till 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We got the elbow room.
Even the parade.
We got the elbow room ready to go since, like, the puck dropped. So,
you know,
South Florida's
like
always going to be better than Oklahoma City.
You know who's like that? Minnesota. Minnesota closed at 1, and the cops be on the streets trying to get everybody out of there.
Nah, that's crazy.
Date South did say something that's right. They did look like they like to smoke more than drink. Because if you saw Shea on his Good Morning America interview with Robin Roberts,
yeah,
when I tell you, as a fellow stone, I'm like, hey, yo, bro, come on, man. Like,
oh, you thought he needs to tighten up?
No, listen, dude, you got to be better than that. If you're gonna if you're gonna do an interview looking that stoned,
yeah, but maybe he hasn't slept. Maybe
no, he was stoned. No. He was high. Yeah. He was high. It was absolutely high. But
allegedly,
it was like,
though, you don't know this.
It was it, man.
It appeared that
way. Hey, hey, you know what?
Yeah,
Vlad know that feels like
I know that look. I know that look. And when you're trying to think and you're trying to sound smart at the same time, but you know your brain cells are just like,
yeah.
Your brain cells like, we ain't about that life right now.
Yeah, because you know Robin Roberts is like, oh, this must be the most exciting time, and he's like,
even if you Google it, the first thing it says is SGA went on Good Morning America, absolutely faded.
Faded, bro. Faded.
Okay, I'm looking at him right now. Jesus. He looked like, you know, when you, when allegedly everyone has that experience where it says, just take one. And you're like, nah, I don't feel it. So you take the second one, and then both of them hit you at the same time. That looks like that just happened to SGA live on television, unfortunately.
Don't think I was about what life?
No. Allegedly. These are all allegedly things.
Yeah. Shea was faded, B. SGA was on that. He was on that cannabis, boy.
When we come back, we will attempt to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time now to tickle Leroy's fancy. Gonna give you a rundown of a few things to look out for this weekend. And Leroy, you will tell me if this has any sort of interest. Let's start tonight. The Miami Improv. Jersey Shore's very own Vinny. At the Miami Improv. Leroy, Jersey Shore, Vinny, does it tickle your fancy? You wouldn't know because you haven't heard. So I'm going to repeat the option.
You'll see why I'm standing here, like, just looking.
That's
like,
fair.
Everybody lips moving and y'all wonder why I haven't said nothing. Come on, I'm a talker. Said nothing, now something ain't right.
That's fair. So I'm going to repeat the option. Luckily, we only got one down thus far. And I kind of already know where you're going with this one, but I want to throw it your way either way. Mm-hmm. You know, our resident show pony is a huge reality TV fan. But with him being out today, you have to fill his shoes when I ask you, Vinny from Jersey Shore at the Miami Improv today. He has two shows tonight. Oh. Vinny, you never watched Jersey Shore? Remember Snooki, no. Pauly D?
His fancy's not going to be tickled, bro.
Come on.
No.
All right. Fancy not tickled.
Not tickled.
When I go to a comedy club.
Yeah.
Here's the greatest thing about comedy clubs. Any comedian that goes there, the people are there to laugh. So you don't really have to be that funny. You just can't be ridiculously not funny.
Correct.
He's not a comedian.
Nah.
So I'm not going there for an autograph session. I want to laugh. Mm. Why would he bring that to me? When has he been funny?
That's fair. Nah, that's a fair.
What if you brought Snooki with him?
Ooh.
It don't matter.
What about JWoww?
JWoww.
It don't matter.
All right.
Tough I'm crowd. There. Pauly the D? Sole purposes of why I would go to a comedy club is to laugh.
That's fair. All right. So fancy not tickled for that one.
Fancy not tickled.
Let's move on to Saturday. The Octagon takes place, or the Octagon will be home for Oliveira and Topuria to take place in UFC 317. That's a good question. I don't know. Like, is that like Shark Week? Because I feel like Shark Week changes every year. That's how I feel, at least.
Fight Week and Shark Week? How do you
because
make
it's
that?
Like a week that's like, oh, it's International Fight Week. It's like, wait, but last year it was in
no,
August.
But that's like usually.
No, but this is though.
Usually with UFC.
Yeah.
Right. International Fight Week, they try to put on, you know, a card with like two or three championships. They do it up.
Yeah, so International Fight Week is indeed this weekend, June 25th.
Oh, it should
29th.
Be a co-main, right?
There is a lightweight title fight between Topuria and Oliveira. And it also includes, it looks like, another title fight between Pantoja and Gara France, who is World Flyweight Championship. Leroy's not a fan of the flyweights.
Dude, there's nothing in the world that is less interesting than 225-pound guys
just
trying to beat
fancy
the hell out
not
of each other.
Tickled.
Yeah, so you have no interest in staying up this late for UFC.
Nah, yeah, see, that's the thing. I'd say it over and over again. Nah. I get excited about fights. Yeah. I buy the fight and then fall asleep and never see it.
That's fair. All right, well,
I feel for you right now, bro.
No, it's late.
No.
If for any reason,
I'll tell you behind the scenes.
If for any reason, Leroy, you find yourself attempting to enjoy sports on a Sunday, we have Inter Miami versus PSG in the FIFA Club World Cup.
Believe it or not, this might be my most
ticklish.
Oh. Most ticklish event of the weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
Why? You want to see if Messi's actually good?
No, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying, man. Everyone always talks about this guy. I haven't seen nothing yet.
My
last
fancy
game,
is
when
tickled.
When I saw him hit the upper right corner with a free kick, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Everyone can do that.
Really?
It's like a three-point
you can't
shot.
Get your – You can't kick above your knees.
I'm not a professional soccer player, but
oh, there you go.
Saying all those professional soccer, that's easy peasy. So one of the first things you learn. If for some reason you're done with sports, Leroy, and you want to go to the movies.
What's coming out this weekend?
We got F1 the movie. F1 the movie, Leroy. Does that tickle your fancy?
That's Britney.
Yeah. Everyone
fancy not tickled.
She really must be like. But this movie stars Brad Pitt.
Or let me call my boy Robert. He loves F1 also.
Mm. And Franklin.
Franklin?
Yeah.
Who the hell's Franklin?
Come on, man. Really?
Nah, I feel like this is going to be a deep.
Brad Pitt and Damon Idris is in this movie.
Yep.
Right. Okay. He played Franklin in Snowfall.
All right, now that's what we're talking
about. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For some
right,
reason, I thought this was going to somehow
that's where I've seen
like
him from.
A D's Nuts joke.
Okay.
really somehow thought this is, I was like, I'm not going
to
say this.
Snowfall, how he started off as a high schooler to become a kingpin?
Franklin, baby.
Yeah.
Another movie, Megan 2.0.
No, because I didn't see Megan the first one.
Yeah, it's kind of
didn't they kill her?
Scary doll movie.
No, I don't like scary doll movies.
Scary doll movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When I see those, like I go on TikTok or go on Instagram and see the people doing the little tricks, scaring people with the little dolls on the string or whatever.
Yeah.
That's funny. I want to laugh. I ain't going to spend my money and sit in front of a movie. The last movie I did that with was The Ring.
Ah, well, that was like, what, 20
and when
years
that
ago?
Chick ran up them stairs.
Ran up those stairs is a generous.
I was like,
I don't think
no.
she ran.
It's a bit of like a crawl.
She, like she looked like a spider.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Yeah, I was out. I'm trying to think, what was the last scary movie that I like? Because I like the, no. I like the Wayans Brothers. What was they do?
That doesn't count, Leroy.
Yeah, because it's funny, right?
Yes, and they're actually coming out with a new one, and it's finally under the Wayans Brothers' direction again, so that's cool.
So let me see the last. And keep in mind, I like suspenseful movies, so like Silence of the Lambs, stuff like that. I saw all those movies.
Yep. Those are old, right?
I was just saying,
those are like 20, 30, 25, 30 years
ago. Can I get
a movie
that was potentially within the last 30
10 years?
Possibly.
Let me see. Let me think.
Like, just give me like the last 30 years. I'll be fine.
No, I mean, that is the last 30 years. But
when was Silence of the Lambs? Like,
the last 30 years.
No way.
Like 90.
95. Now, maybe early. You know, you might be right. Might be 92, 93.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me think. What was the last?
91.
The last movie.
Well, according to RVA Rich, if you want to see a horror movie, watch the, you know, Vlad the Dan Show.
Wow.
Sports Day.
That's objectively a point, though. I'm just saying.
You might be right.
I mean, I can't even think of it. Because, you know, a lot of the stuff now, with so much stuff coming out on Netflix and Prime, like, you know.
Well, Leroy, if you're not watching a movie from 40 years ago, you can potentially on Sunday enjoy basketball. It was a great movie. It was a great movie. And I'm sure at a certain point.
It places the lotion on its skin.
All right.
Else it gets the hose again. Put it on the basket.
Yeah. Add that to the end of the montage.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
That would be. If you guys want to watch basketball, you can, because the Big Three is going to be at the Kaseya Center. We have a matchup between the Boston Ball Hogs.
Boo.
Boo. Anything from Boston sucks. Boo. They will be taking on the Miami 305. The Boston,
they couldn't come up with a better name.
Come on. I had so many better names. They could have had the Lava if they really wanted. Let's see. Not notable yet. Names on the Boston Ball Hogs.
We had the coach for the 305s.
Coop.
Yeah.
Coop did it.
Gary Payton. That's the only person you're going to recognize on Boston.
Who has a backwards goatee?
Gary Payton?
Yes. So, you know how you have, I have this right here?
Yeah.
He has a beard with this empty.
Hmm.
With no hair here.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. Interesting.
It's a backwards goatee.
Well, he's a glove. He can do whatever he wants. The Miami 305 is Mario Chalmers, Mike Beasley, Reggie Evans, Lance Stevenson, who's been fighting everyone, I see. Like, every time I turn it on, it's crazy.
That's when you can't play basketball, you fight.
Oh, no, it's just the Coney Island in him.
The Coney Island in him?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even sound cool.
It does.
I don't think so.
It doesn't have to for you.
That's fair. So, Leroy, does that tickle your fancy?
No.
All right.
No.
Tough crowd.
I'll be doing other things. Crowd.
Fancy, not
what
tickle.
What are you going to be doing this weekend then, Leroy?
So, I have a tournament on Saturday and Sunday.
You do?
Yes.
Do you need a caddy? I can be your caddy.
No, no caddies.
Damn it.
And also,
I would call you Chi-Chi.
Yeah, yo.
And also, my cousin's coming back to town.
Oh.
Along with one of my other cousins. So
Cheetah?
It's seven of us. It was seven grandkids. I was the oldest. And so two of them are coming here, and they're going on a cruise on Monday, but they're going to come here, and then they come back on the 4th, and then we're going to celebrate the 4th. And then,
So Hard Rock, so, what are we doing? Come on, I need something fun.
No, nah, dude, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, that's
you coming with me.
That's next weekend. Right. This weekend, though.
What's happening this weekend?
They're going on a cruise on Monday. We ain't doing nothing July 4th. On Sunday. They get in Sunday, leave Monday morning.
Sunday, Monday.
Is Leroy having a barbecue?
No. Well, he does, but I just stole food last time.
Vlad.
We're talking about blowing
stuff. Oh, you're going fireworks.
Yeah.
The second annual
Leroy blow stuff up.
Blow stuff up in his front yard.
That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
I move all the cars. We have seats.
Yeah.
Right?
What time you launching? You got a launch time?
Is Jason Paul Pierre invited?
As soon as it gets dark.
As soon as it gets dark, yeah. So there's no show that you wait for.
We ain't got none of that. We ain't look.
No JPPs.
We ain't trying no new stuff.
No JPPs?
Listen, no JPPs.
All right.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you know me.
Let me tell you something. I have a couple of rules, right? When me and Fonz go, Marcos,
yeah.
You'll hear this. First of all, no handhelds.
No handhelds. Oh, so no. Okay, so no Roman candles.
No. You can't do that. Nobody wants to be JPP.
No, those are so fine. Roman candles.
I think Fonz got one pack.
Yeah.
Last year, and they just shoot the little Roman candles.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I get a whole bunch of sparklers.
Yep.
Right.
Like sparklers.
The other stuff is
sparklers are expensive.
I have like a big piece of plywood.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was used for, but it's probably about 10 by 5 feet.
Yep.
I put it in my front yard. Put the firework on there so there's no tilting.
Yeah. So that M80s?
You should wet it.
No, why?
I don't know.
and then we have at it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great time. Really does.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be doing an exclusive behind-the-scenes video of Leroy's firework shopping that will release to social media next week.
We just hope that Leroy's not in the hospital he's going to be totally fine.
Oh, I'm not going to be. I'm super careful, dude. Yeah, I'm telling you.
He's totally fine.
And let's just, you know, drop the curtain a little bit.
Oh.
Drop it.
When I was a kid.
Oh, yes.
We almost burned the house down playing fireman. I think I was like 10. My brother was like 7. Mm. And my dad put one on us. Mm. I'm telling you, it was a grown man whooping.
Yikes.
One which I deserved once. And from that day on, I didn't play with firecrackers, sparklers, nothing. Wouldn't let my kids have my nothing. Last year, me and Marcos was looking at the fireworks. And I say, you know what? I'm going to get back to it.
Oh, yeah. So Marcos helped you with your
overcome trauma, man.
With his trauma.
This happened.
Look at you,
think
Marcos.
About this.
You know?
This happened.
Dr. Frog.
This happened when I was like 10 years old.
Yep.
I had not lit a firework, played with a firework, nothing, for 46 years. That's how that beating got to me.
Oh, there's certain beatings that make a change.
Hey, when other people play with fire, I get nervous.
Yeah.
Right?
So you didn't
so
like.
Finally.
Did the sound of firecrackers? Like, did it like jolt you? Like,
it didn't. I wasn't scared or nothing. Mm. I was just like, nope. It had flashbacks.
Just like.
Say, hey, man, you want a light? Nope. Nope.
Last time I did that, it went bad.
I mean, put it this way. I was nervous. When I had to use the little torch to light my gas grill.
Wow. Look at that.
Because you know, if you don't get it right away and that gas start, boom.
Yeah.
Now that's a fire.
Yeah.
Now that's fire. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with them. Just a couple of secondary burns. Just roll them around.
Second year this year.
You want to eat?
Marco's gonna accompany us. And then we go, you know, through. I don't even remember how much money I spent last year.
Oh yeah, let's probably a couple $100, $300-$400
more than that.
And of course, Tadpole loves the explosion.
Oh man, yeah, he does. Thank God he's not scared of it yet.
Yeah, but, so we have like the neighbors and people come over after we didn't have a little something to eat or whatever. Then we go light them up.
Well, when we come back, we got more shenanigans, silly sauce, and your headlines on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.